Today in the Community Spotlight, we welcome Grace Armstrong, who is part of St. Paul's Handbell Choir. Grace, welcome to 88.1 MyFM.
Thank you.
There's a special event that's coming up this weekend, Sunday, at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Church, where there's going to be an incredible concert put on, isn't there?
Yes.
So before we get to that, tell us a little bit about this handbell choir. I've seen a couple of them. They're just a sight to behold.
Yes, yes, they are. It has been in existence at St. Paul's, I think, since 1993. And it was started by a lady named Mary Young, who had moved here from Thunder Bay. And she was a member of St. Paul's congregation, but she had played the handbells in Thunder Bay. And it seems like the handbell choir attracts women who are retired or semi-retired, and it provides an outlet for us to socialize, to make beautiful music together, and to grow as a little micro community, I would say. So I've been a member of the choir for 15 years.
And you were telling me earlier you were a music teacher.
I was a music.
Music's in your bones.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So how difficult was it to pick it up?
It was a challenge. And it still is a challenge, because just like every live performance, they're always a different challenge every time you perform live. Mm-hmm. And not only reading the music differently, because as a music teacher, you look at a score and you see all the music, all the parts, the soprano, the alto, the tenor, and the bass. So when you're presented with a score for handbells, you see all the music, but you have to pick out one note.
Well, and that's the thing. So how many people are in the choir?
There are 12 ringers.
There are 12 ringers.
Yes.
And how many bells are you each responsible for?
I believe, well, we're each responsible for 4 or 5 bells.
Wow.
in this choir, yes.
So you have those 4 or 5 bells in front, and you need to follow along and just hit your note.
Well, you pick up, for example, I play the C and the D above middle C. So I hold those 2 bells in my hands, ready for when my note comes, hoping I don't miss it.
I bet. And I bet you there, after time, you get this sort of rhythm with your fellow choir mates.
That's right. And I started off filling in for the director who was on leave. And when she returned, I was feeling a little bit sad because I would no longer be there. And somebody said, well, there's an opening coming up. And I said, I want to play.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the show that's coming up on Sunday.
So we've been working on some of these pieces. Actually, one of them I think we've been working on for about 7 or 8 years. They're that difficult, some of the pieces. And some of them we've only been working on for a year. So there's quite a variety. It ranges from classical, The Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky, some pieces from The Nutcracker, and Gershwin, the big band era, not Gershwin, Moonlight Serenade. And let's see now. One Great Spirit is a very modern piece reflecting the Indigenous people of Canada. Yeah.
Fantastic. It sounds like it's going to be quite the variety.
Yes.
And I can tell you, having seen one of these, it's, like I said earlier, it's a sight to behold. It is so incredible to see the talent in action here. So I'm really urging anybody who has the opportunity to go down to see it to do so. So give us those details of, you know, when the show starts, where they should be.
Okay. It's at St. Paul's on Sunday afternoon, April 21st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I believe you just go to the main doors at St. Paul's. It's free admission, but a free will offering is expected, or, you know, I shouldn't say expected, but, you know,
it's welcome.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Well, I know it's going to be just a huge success, and I have a feeling this isn't the last time you and I are going to speak about one of these shows, Grace. So,
well, I hope not, because right after I started playing handbells, people would ask me in my retirement, well, what are you doing? And I would say, I'm playing the handbells. And one of my friends said, the last time I saw handbells, I was teaching in Venezuela.
Oh, wow. And it, just a smile on your face. You love it, don't you?
Yes. It's a passion.
Well, that's a whole reason for people to go and check out the show this weekend. Absolutely. So let's, one more time, 2 o'clock, St. Paul's Church here in Perth. And again, no admission fee, but certainly a free will offering is welcome. And it's just going to be a great show. Grace, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. There are other musicians, too. There's an octet called High Octane, a barbershop octet. And there is a cello and a piano player. The minister at St. Paul's is the cellist. And yes, so we have additional musicians also.
Excellent. So quite the full compliment there.
Yes.
Indeed. Grace Armstrong, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bob.
All right. My name is Bob Perreault. This is Community Spotlight on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.